This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we are once again speaking with Mr. Frank Healy, who remembers every day of his life since he was 6 years old. He is now 58. He remembers the day of the week, the weather, news, and personal events. He is a licensed professional counselor and life coach. He has written several books on healing your memories, and today is the launch of his memoir, Who Could Forget? Mr. Healy, great to have you back with us here on eHealth Radio.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be back, and I can tell you the last time we recorded a show was on Monday, January 11th, 2016.
And I'd say that's backing it up right there. And tell us, when did you realize you had such an extraordinary memory?
Well, it started when I was not quite 6 years old, and I was homesick from school for a week back in 1966 with the chicken pox, and I'm too sick to even really be up playing with toys. So my uncle Billy down the street, who had just given me a calendar for that year, so I laid there in bed or sat up and looked at the blocks and connected with each date a picture and playing in my head of the coming on song of what would be on primetime TV that night. And before the end of that week, I had the entire year 1966 memorized, as far as like what day, what each date would be, what day of the week and forth. And it was a few months later that an adult explained to me that that was unique and exceptional. I didn't know that at first. It was kind of like I thought everybody could do that.
And that is quite phenomenal, no doubt. What are the good and bad points of remembering everything? I'm sure there is some good and bad.
Well, usually when I tell somebody about this, they immediately think of the good points. Remember every party, every vacation, every kiss and everything that I've ever done that's been fun and good. But the downside is also remembering bad days at school growing up and at jobs, every social slight and every negative thing as well.
I can only imagine. Now, how did having this memory affect your career choices?
Well, on the one hand, you know, growing up, as soon as it wasn't until I was in eighth grade when I let the general public know about it. But, you know, and from that time on, people would say to me things like, I should have a career, something with numbers, like maybe be an accountant or economist or something. But, you know, I think it affected my choices in that remembering the good and the bad, along with not only the events, but the emotional attachments to it, it was a little hard sometimes carrying all those negative emotions from bad memories. And thought, is there any way, I know I won't let go of the memories, but is there any way I can let go of some of the feelings, if not all of them, of the bad ones? And that got me interested in psychology, and I developed a fascination with the way the mind works, and So that's how I ended up, and I think I've helped people not only with my understanding of that, with my clients that I counsel and coach, but also I remember, you know, in my Heal Your Memory series books, I write about what it was like having all that memory and learning to let go, and I've also interviewed people who went through some tough times but are now happy and thriving in each of the three books. So it might not sound like a connection, and sometimes when I say, yeah, I'm a counselor, to people who know about my memory, they look at me weird, like, why did you pick that field? But that's the reason, because I understand about memories and feelings and the need to let go.
Well, to me, it certainly does make sense, no doubt about that. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Frank Healy, a licensed professional counselor and life coach. He's written several books on healing your memories, and today is the launch of his new memoir, Who Could Forget? Here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Healy, what are the ways you help people with this and your experience here?
Well, I help people by helping them get into the feeling. I have some techniques that I use that involve visualizations of past memories where you sort of flip back and forth between a bad memory that you're still disturbed or bothered by and a good memory where you were happy. And it has a sense of overflowing, like if you're in a meditative state and you picture and visualize, along with all the other senses, the sounds, the feelings, everything, a bad memory, and then a good memory, and go back and forth a few times, then the good feelings will overpower it, and you'll kind of won't be able to get to the bad feelings from the bad memory anymore. So they're gone. So that's one way, and there's a lot of additional techniques in the Heal Your Memories books. So I've helped people, and I've tried this stuff with many of my clients, and it really does help them.
Lastly, Frank, how does all this affect your life right now?
Well, for a lot of years, it was kind of a burden to have all the feelings from the bad memories too, and every morning when I woke up, I would recall both the good and the bad things that happened on this day of the year. A good memory from 8 years ago today, Saturday, May 1st, 2010, was my wife threw me a surprise 50th birthday party. And I've had a couple fun weddings on May 1st before, but I've also had a couple days where there was a lot of nagging and a couple other May 1sts, like Tuesday, May 1st, 1979. There was a lot of people getting on my case about things while I was trying to study for finals. But how it's affected me in the present is, for most, but not all of the memories, I've let go of the feeling. So I've turned my whole, the technical term is hyperthymesia, and the popular term that the University of California gave my condition is highly superior autobiographical memory. So essentially, I've turned this memory that I have into a mostly good thing, I'd say 90% good, because I maintain the feelings from the good memories. So it's been a positive, and it's been fun writing the books, and it's fun being on these shows and promoting them, doing book signings. So, but now I pretty much mostly dwell on the good memories.
Frank, earlier you mentioned remembering 8 years ago in your birthday. Would today happen to be your birthday today?
Actually, my birthday is the 21st, but in order to make it more of a surprise, like we went out on a cruise the week of my birthday that year, my birth the 16th through the 22nd, so my wife threw this additional surprise party, and 3 weeks early added to the surprise element.
Wow, I'd say so, and that's absolutely brilliant. Well, Frank, it's always great to have you with us each and every time, and tell our listeners where they can not only pick up your books, but tap into your coaching services and get a hold of this new memoir, Who Could Forget?
Well, I have a website, which I think you'll be putting up, www.phenomenalmemory.com. And so that's part of it. And you could also go on my author page on Amazon to order my books, or just type in the titles. But my website is the best way to get in touch with me. You'll see my books advertised, as well as coaching options. And I can also put up my email if someone has a question or they'd like some of my services. So those are the ways you can get in touch.
Well, Frank, you take care, and always great to have you with us. Do look forward to our next conversation, and thanks for all you do and for joining us here once again on eHealth Radio.
Yes, it was a pleasure. Thank you, Eric.
And the pleasure is always ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Frank Healy, a licensed professional counselor and life coach. He has written several books on healing your memories, and today is the launch of his memoir, Who Could Forget? And for all the details, visit phenomenalmemory.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.